I'm Sean Crawford on today's NPR Illinois State Journal Register Business Report. We'll talk about the future of economic development in Sangamon County and another big retailer closing up shop. I'm joined by Tim Landis, business editor for the SJR. Tim, the Sangamon County Project has put out a report. Explain what that is and what did we find out in this report?
Well, this was commissioned by the Sangamon County Board. What prompted this, Sean? Well, we've been talking about, really for the last year or two, slow population growth, income growth, job growth, difficulty keeping young professionals in the area. So they wanted to take a look at the current economic development strategy. And I've read a lot of economic studies, Sean. This one was pretty blunt and just saying, if something doesn't change, the trends we've been talking about not only will continue, they probably will accelerate. And the primary recommendation was that a public-private economic development corporation be formed to better coordinate all of the various economic development initiatives.
Does it make it sound as though this area is in any worse shape than any place else? It seems like all communities and all areas are struggling with some of these same problems.
Well, actually, you know, our unemployment rate is among the lowest in the state. So, relatively speaking, Sangamon County is doing pretty well by comparison, certainly to some of the manufacturing towns that have lost jobs, such as Peoria, Danville, Decatur, even up in the Quad Cities to some extent. But the point of this study was that we've said for years now, we can no longer rely on state government as the primary employer, and even healthcare at some point reaches a peak. So what they're saying is that there needs to be some diversity, warehouse type jobs, distribution centers, even manufacturing, something they need to go after. Now, this still has to be approved at several levels, including the Sangamon County Board and the city of Springfield. So it remains to be seen just how much traction this gets. Although I will tell you, Sean, it's really touched off quite a debate around town about what Springfield wants to be and where it should go in terms of economic development.
Did it get into education much? Did it talk about that?
It talked about University of Illinois Springfield, Lincoln Land, as a couple of resources that are here to train people for these types of jobs that they will be going after. It did talk about the strengths of the area. We have two interstates here. We have rail. We have an airport. So all of the pieces are there. The biggest criticism that came out of this report was that I think it was something like a dozen what they called economic development silos that tend to work on their own agendas and at the expense of the larger economy. And that was really the thing they focused on. They said that needs to change.
Also, there's a new look McDonald's in the area. Explain that for us.
Well, the National Corporation has been promoting their new look, new menu for several months now. And the McDonald's restaurant at 6th Street and South Grand was just remodeled with that new corporate look and has reopened in the last couple of weeks. And one of the main changes is they've gone to kiosk ordering, kind of an automated ordering system. It's very much like an ATM where you punch in your order, you take a number, you can pay with a credit or debit card. And unlike a traditional McDonald's, they'll now bring the food to your table. So that's something that they're rolling out across the country. They're adding drive-up lanes, very much an updated look, more automation that you can expect to see at other McDonald's as these stores are remodeled.
And also this week, news of another retailer shutting down in our area, this one being Office Max.
Yeah, they seem to come every few months, don't they, Sean? Office Max and Office Depot, you'll recall, merged in 2013. So there was an expectation that they would be closing some of the locations where they have duplicate stores, Springfield being one of those markets. And the Office Max there at Veterans Parkway and Isles Avenue is scheduled to close on November 18th. Now, that store's been around for well over two decades, and we should say the Office Depot there in Southwest Plaza on Veterans Parkway is not affected, and actually they'll transfer various customer records and that type of thing to that store.
That's Tim Landis. He's the business editor for the State Journal Register, and you can read the latest stories he's working on each day in the SJR.